720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue, Chicago, on what is the eve of a beautiful weekend, beautiful night. It's supposed to be great weather. I mean, last weekend was like so great. We had a little kind of springish weather over the course of this week, but you know, one day it's 80, one day it's 50. I can deal with that. But what it all means on the spring side is that you know that some great events are coming up. And that Cajon is coming up, Cajon 555. Of course, Bacon Fest a little bit later on in the month. But this is the weekend for Cajon. But it's also the weekend for the launch of the Dane Tonomo German chocolate cake donut that someday, hopefully, can be paired with one of the dishes at a Cajon event. That's my dream. The dream, you know, have a donut, right? That's awesome. Right. We've done it. And then to kind of participate in some kind of tasty way with Cajon would be great. And but who cares, you know, as far as what people want to do. Everybody's got their own dream when it comes to donuts. And we got Sue on the line. Sue, welcome to WGN.
Hi there, how are you?
Hey Sue, so you've got an oatmeal cake donut top that you make or you want?
Well, it's not a donut thing, it's a cake. My mother has been baking this cake for my birthday and my father's birthday since I was a little kid, and I'm 57, but it's an oatmeal from scratch cake with the German chocolate topping, the coconut pecan thing, and it is so special that she makes it for me still when she's in her 80s.
See, that's what there's some things people eat because it tastes good. Some people do, you know, because they're addictive, and others because it just makes sense, and it's a way to show love. So thanks, Sue. I appreciate it. And, of course...
Yeah, I really appreciated the time with the British woman, too. That was very interesting.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's spend more time with British ladies. Yeah. Brady, what do you think about that? We're going to spend more time with some British ladies?
Brilliant.
720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking Cajon with these guys in just 1 second, but you can at that same number go ahead and text in your favorite donut if you've got an idea that you think would be great for a donut. That would be great as well. And I think I've got everybody up here now. And so in studio with us, of course, Beth Peterson to my right. She came from spending time with English ladies.
Yes, I did.
That was pretty neat.
And they were really nice.
Good to know. Everyone's liking the English. That's pretty great. Well, we've got the ladies and the men and the chefs and the personalities and the spirits and the foods all of Heritage Breed Pork coming into town for the Cajon 555 event at the Lowe's Chicago Hotel. In studio, we have Lauren Snook from Nyman Ranch. She is here. To her left, we've got Chef Corey Morris from the Lowe's Hotel. Of course, Rural Society is his restaurant that is there. He is one of the competing chefs. I'm surprised you're not just sleeping, resting, taking in fluids, you know, whatever you could do to kind of train for this.
Yeah, instead, I just didn't sleep for the last 2 months and obsessed about the menu to make sure I got it right.
Or you could do that, right? You want to win, you gotta pay attention, think about it. And a guy who thinks about nothing else than bringing us some of the best events in the country, in the world, all related to great heritage breed pork and great barbecue techniques. Anything that you want related to pork and spirits and awesomeness. Brady Lowe is in studio. Brady, welcome to WGN.
It's great to be here. How you doing, Mr. D?
I am... I'm good. You know, a little bit better now that we know that the weather is starting to get a little bit better. And, of course, that Cajon 555 is happening. So, you know, it takes me like all year to get up for this one event. Of course, the one in Aspen that we enjoy as far as Grand Cajon. But how do you do this every week?
Wow, that's a... That's a stump question, right there.
And here's the question, because what it means. You heard from Chef Morris over here, from Corey, what it meant to him to participate in it and hopefully to win. I mean, it's a big deal. And for all the people that know and love the event over the years and are devotees of it, they look forward to it. This is a big deal for them. How do you get up all the time?
Well, I'm just kidding. You have such amazing chefs, amazing restaurants, amazing farms, amazing partners, producers. Every city you go to is just open arms, filled with lots of calories, lots of beverages, and just a lot of like great good vibes, and you know, people are just sinking their mouth into like really just good cause. So you go into these cities and it just never gets old. Like you can't not be energized by seeing 50 of your friends. It's like you've got the worst hangover in the world and you walk in and there's a surprise party for you. You get invited. You're inspired. You know, so you just it never stops. I mean, it's just what it is to be part of it.
Now, Chicago, great food town, and obviously a town that likes its food, likes its pork. Now, have you had to, you know, because this is one of those things where it isn't just a Chicago-based event, a Midwest-based event. I mean, you're all over the country, 10 different cities with totally different food sensibilities, you know, a lot of times. And how is it when you go there? Are some places more excited to see Cajon 555? Some places are insane about it, or some places you have to tweak what it is you do or how you present it?
You know, every city we go to has its own personality. It's regional communities with mentalities around different focus, different ideologies, and they're all like characteristic. I mean, Chicago is a very sessionable town with great chefs who care about what's going on in the marketplace, and they're busy all the time. So it's always a grab and go community. And you go to somewhere like San Francisco, it has a different look and feel. So you have to adapt, but you also have to be a caretaker to what that local community is all about. So we get lucky because we see 16,000 guests a year out of, let's call it, 16 markets. So we're traveling around, and you just get to see five people coming to a city with an idea, and then you have, you know, 75 local chefs and partners and friends who are all getting around to pull this event off for 500 or 600 people. So it's very local and very, you know, it's very inspiring at that level.
So five wineries, five chefs, five heritage breed pigs. And it is, and you always say it, it's a friendly competition, but this is something that means a lot to these chefs. And when you look at the lineup this year here in Chicago, it could, like on paper, be one of, if not the best Cajon 555s ever that we've had here. So talk a little bit about like how it works, what it is. Of course, it's a great event, and people who get a chance to go on Cajon555.com, you can get all the information on everybody that's participating, all the different events, get tickets, you know, get over there to the other events. And we're going to have some, thanks to Brady, we're going to have some here throughout the course of the program that people can win as well, 312-981-7200 as well. And so when we come back, Brady, we're going to break down this year's Chicago Cajon 555, talk about the participants. Corey is one. Of course, Chef Corey's going to add his thoughts as well. And we're going to talk about some of the foods as well with Lauren. It's Dane in for Justin on the download on 720 WGN. Nice. 720 WGN. Dane Neal. Allstate Showcase Studio. Cool vibe. Thank you. That's a pretty cool song. And that is one of the things about Cajon 555 and all the events that are related and that are kind of in the Cajon family of fun, is that there's always a cool vibe there. Always great music. The ambiance is awesome. So you have some of the best chefs in the area. You've got elevated cuisine. You've got a non-stuffy, cool kind of, I don't want to say rock and roll, but a cool kind of a musical atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And in studio, we've got Brady Lowe. He is the founder of Cajon 555 and all that. We've got Lauren Snook from Nyman Ranch. And we've got one of the competitors, Corey Morris, a great chef here in Chicago and over there at Rural Society at the Lowe's Hotel. So Brady, kind of break it down. Like, how does, for the person that is there, they're going to be enjoying all sorts of the everything, you know, the food and the drink and the ambiance, but also there's a competition. How does it work?
Yeah, we start by inviting five chefs from each city, and they get one whole heritage breed pig from a family farm, locally sourced, about 200 pounds, and they get 7 to 10 days to cook it into their magically delicious competitional judge plate, which composed of six dishes maximum. And then they take those six dishes, they serve 24 judges and about 450 guests, and everybody votes on their favorite dishes. And it's a very unique experience when you get to eat about 36 different dishes. What's different from the first years we started seven, eight years ago to today is every year it just keeps elevating. And right now, besides being very fortunate to have amazing food from great chefs, we get really amazing cocktails and an amazing wine program, all inclusive. So you come, eat, and drink with a Sunday afternoon full of great people.
And you've got those chefs working. You know, these are great chefs already that you know are at some of the best restaurants in Chicago and certainly in all those other cities. And they're working at a high level because the stakes are high. You know, the things have been, the bar has been raised. The creativity is there. And the prize is really great. Corey Morris, of course, got a chance to see you down in South Beach. You were down there with Chef Jose Garces. I'm sure you were doing some. No, you were doing something pretty cool, right? You were doing a dinner with
We Nobu? Did a lunch with Nobu down there. It was a lot of fun.
So these are just the things that you have to in South Beach in the middle of winter. But when it comes to this event, this is an event you've been associated with and a lot of the Cachon things, and you take it seriously. You've been really excited about being a part of this, working on everything. Talk a little bit about, from a chef perspective, what it's like to participate at Cachon 555.
I think it's a great event. I mean, not only does it work, like, kind of challenge myself and other chefs just because of the different pigs that you get. You know, I can't make my menu until I get my pig because I don't know what the fat ratio is going to be like. I don't know what, you know, how big it's going to be and really what the yield is going to produce. So every one of these pigs that we get, from the Hereford to the Berkshire to the Duroc's, they're all different. So, you know, as soon as we got the menu, as soon as we got the pig, we decided on the menu and just got to see how much you can push it. You know, Brady said this is about 7 or 8 years into it, and you got to keep making it better and better every year. So I competed a few years ago, unfortunately lost, so I'm definitely back to really just push myself even harder and just go for it.
Well, you see some of the creativity. We remember, like, Tim Graham when he was with Travel, and just, you know, with the candle, right? Where people are getting out there on the presentation side and on the food side. Were there things that you came up with as you're working towards this perfect menu where you said, this is really, really good, but I need something better?
Yeah. Well, constantly. I mean, we've been prepping since we got the pig, and this is good, but I know we can do better. We can definitely do better than this, or this has a lot of fat. Why don't we render it out, make a sauce, make an aioli? Like, what is the best way to use every single piece of this animal and really pay, you know, the farmer that raised it, like, their due respect? And the menu's evolving every day. I don't think it'll be finished until an hour before we actually kick off the event.
Wow. Well, you see what Corey is doing, and there's other great chefs here in Chicago participating. So, Brady, run down the lineup for this year's 555.
Well, we've got Corey, host chef, over at the Lowe's Hotel, which is a beautiful space, brand new to market. So if you guys haven't been to the Lowe's Hotel, you must. It's absolutely stunning. So we're going to transform that space into a pork capital for the Midwest tomorrow, Sunday. So we got Corey Morris from Royal Society. We got Sarah Grunberg from Monteverde and Pastifico. So she's amazing. She's going to be cooking a Magnolia. Corey's got a Hereford from Catalpa Grove. We've got Alfredo Nojuera from Analog. So he won the Heritage Barbecue event last year with a stunning menu from New Orleans. And he's going to cook an Old Spot from Faith's Farm. And then we've got Philip Foss, who's over at L Ideas, small restaurant, tight on space, but they found their way to get a 200-pound pig in that kitchen, break it down, and then they've got to deliver, and they're going to cook a Duroc from Nyman Ranch. And it's awesome to have Lauren here in studio with us and joining the tour. You know, I mean, they've been a great partner. We understand the mission behind Nyman Ranch. So it's great to have them here and, like, as part of, like, what's happening as part of the weekend.
Yeah, of course, you have to have great chefs and a great venue, but you can't do it without the pigs. And so Lauren, let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, the pigs are always front and center in everything that goes on with all the Cachon events, but...
And I got one more chef to throw in, so we don't forget number five, is Sarah Rinkovaj at Lua Cafe. And she's going to do a Bricolitza from Dandy Burke's.
Nice.
But it's a great lineup, you know, and it is. It's very exciting to have Lauren here and drinking with us. So tell us what's up.
Well, no, but Lauren, talk about it from the ranch side. Number one, what it is that you do, why it's important, and then also just the excitement of being part of such a cool event.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Well, Nyman Ranch, we've been around since 1972. We started with cattle. Then we went into the lamb business. And when we met Paul Willis in 1995, we got into the hog business. Now, he, at first, created a network with his neighbors to supply restaurants in California with sustainably raised heritage breeds. Now, fast forward 20 years, we have a network of over 550 hog farmers throughout the Midwest, where all of them are small family farmers who basically don't have the CSAs, they don't have the restaurants, they don't have the farmers markets that a lot of other farmers in, you know, more...
In the urban areas,
In the closer to urban areas have. So we give them that network, and then we're able to take that pork and bring it to everybody across the nation. Yes. We're from coast to coast supporting these farmers because, you know, they need as much support as the others. So that's what we're in the business of doing. But, you know, not only supporting the farmers, also bringing incredibly high quality heritage pork to people, to diners, to chefs across the country.
And for people who don't know, everybody loves, well, most people, a lot of people love pork and a lot of the products. Everyone loves bacon. We've talked about that. But for those people that aren't familiar with the differences between just regular, you know, commercial commodity pork as opposed to a heritage breed, you know, what are the differences that people will immediately see and enjoy?
Well, you might notice this at home, the other white meat. You know, we've kind of been working as an industry to phase that out, but it still exists. We have one breed of pig that's predominantly raised in the United States. It's the Yorkshire White. It has a very high ratio of lean to fat, so you don't find a lot of fat on that pig. And as you all probably know, fat leads to flavor. Intramuscular fat, fat on the back, fat on the chop, leads to incredible flavor. So what they've done in phasing out other breeds is kind of put a strain in the genetic pool. So you also have I won't get too much into the science, but what we do is we have sow farms to help out farmers who can't raise or bear the hogs themselves. We call it farrowing. Giving birth to the hogs. So we have some sow farms that help them out, and then we help them out with genetics. We have a Berkshire and Duroc cross and a couple other breeds in there depending on what the farmers want to raise. But these are heritage breeds, and by heritage that means the hogs that our forefathers were raising before we phased out the use of traditional breeds in agriculture.
And you've mentioned some of those breeds themselves, you know, the Duroc and the Mongolises and some of the others. And we're going to have for the listeners 312-981-7200, one of the ways that you can win one of the pairs of tickets to Cachon 555 this weekend is you can text in or call in at that number, 312-981-7200, and name off the breeds that are going to be participating. Of course, you know, you can figure it out. I mean, it's up at Cachon555.com. Maybe it's not. Maybe we already mentioned it and you already remembered if you're in your car. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Brady's going to talk a little bit about the spirits involved, the wines involved, all that make this a can't-miss event. And then we're going to talk about the other events that are going on this weekend, because it isn't just about what happens on Sunday. There's great events going on Friday night, the Asian Late Night Speakeasy coming up, and then, of course, Chef's Course on Saturday. So all that much more. Again, 312-981-7200. It's Dane in for Justin on 720 WGN. WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio here until 11 o'clock and here for another few minutes with Chef Corey Morris, Brady Lowe, founder of Cachon 555 and all the other incarnations, and Lauren Snook from Nyman Ranch. And so when you think about Cachon, you certainly think of the chefs, you think of the pigs, but you also think of the spirits, the great wines, the cocktails that are there. And of course, this year is no exception. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that that are available.
Yeah, so, I'd love to know about the is it the wine, the Somm Smackdown?
Somm,
right?
Smackdown.
Yeah.
A friendly competition?
Always. Everything's friendly. I would say, like, it's time to grab a floaty because we're going to float down the river of flavor.
That's great.
But so, when you can get the sommelier community to get in there and have the friendly competition for fun and for a great cause, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's something that we wanted to kind of take the judging process, because we get like 24 amazing judges who come in. We're like, how do we impress them once right. again? And we added Somm Smackdown. So we've got 5 Somms in each city who each grab their most favorite case of wine that they think would pair with
case.
The 5 chefs
awesome.
Who are competing. So they go out, solicit for a case of wine, bring that to the event. They go through the entire judging process, judge the food, as well be judged on their wines by the judges. And then everybody after judging and eating all those 5 chefs' food, they all come back and say, if you had to do one wine with all that food, which one would it be? And then that is the winning Somm. So a little bit of luck, but also a little bit of like research and understanding, like, what's Corey do? What's Sarah do? Like, what is her menu? What's her background? So you can try to pinpoint a wine that will go, across heritage pork in general to cut through the fat, which, again, back up Lauren, like, it is. It's like this traditional livestock that just has characteristics that are much more differentiating than any other pork in the commodity. Like, there's just, so there's night and day difference.
I might have missed this. Do they get the menu beforehand while they're selecting the case of wine that they're going to bring?
We don't ask any of the chefs for menus. All you can learn is what and where the chef might be preparing.
It's tricky, yeah.
So you do a little bit of homework, you know, and that way the chefs are free, no culinary handcuffs to do. They can do whatever they want with the animal. But
so is it super secret before they come in as to what they're doing? Or, you know, Corey, are you talking about it?
I think it just changes. You know, changes. As I work with the pig and I see how it, like, breaks down to it just changes. So
you bring in the menu with you when you get there, and that's the first time anyone's seeing or knowing exactly what you're going to be serving.
Yeah.
You got to have it that way. I mean, otherwise people are going to adjust and make some changes, and it's a friendly competition, but it's definitely a competition with the stakes being high. So you've got the wines, of course, and the sommeliers. And when it comes to the spirits, I mean, I love the bourbons, and you've got the tequilas there. I mean, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, like, the best part about the Somm Smackdown, we've only got a few bottles of these very rare wines. So that happens during VIP. And the other thing that happens during VIP, if you buy a VIP ticket during that first hour, is you get Punch Kings. And Punch Kings is when you take Breckenridge bourbon, which is my favorite bourbon, and you give it to five of the best bartenders in the city. You say, all the chefs are going whole pig. How about all the bartenders go whole bottle? Maybe like punches. Like, yeah. Punches are those, that's that social engagement. When you invite your friends over on Friday night, you dump a whole bottle of bourbon into a punch bowl, and you're like, make it taste good. So that's what the bartenders are doing, and everybody gets after it. You know, I mean, if you have a horrible punch, you're going to have a...
couple times in life I've had punches two different ways. One is like in college, dumping all of the liquor into the punch bowl kind of thing.
Without, that's a fishbowl.
And make it taste good.
Right.
Make it taste good was not like in the...
We did not care if it tasted good or not. That was just a benefit if, you know, we actually got like a mixer in there. But then there's like, you know, the bridal showers and stuff like that. So this is like a whole different level of punch, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is like taking, you know, the difference is you've got cocktails and you got punches, right? Punches are something that are supposed to be like going over someone's house. You should have three or four of them. You shouldn't be like, oh, I had this one cocktail, now I need to move on because it's good, but not me.
Yeah.
Punch needs to be your group. So it's a committal thing that everyone has to socialize around for at least an hour or two before you go out.
Right.
The other option is just slamming a bottle of bourbon together and hitting the bars. Like, that's different than a very educated approach to large format drinking, which we do large format animals, large format drinking. So Punch Kings is great. So one wins Punch Kings. They go to Heritage Fire, which is the event the day before Grand Cochon and Aspen Snowmass. And Grand Cochon is the 10 winner. So you've got these five chefs who are competing to be the princess or prince of pork for Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's the quarterfinals, for example. Then they win. Then they go to Aspen to compete for the king or queen of pork, the Grand Cochon. Same thing with the bartenders. They're going to be like the punch king, and then whoever wins Aspen is the king of punch.
And in your field, this is the kind of thing that really does. I mean, it really matters. You see people putting it on their resumes, like Dusky Estes. Like, I saw her. She actually got a tattoo of the crown on there. And so it actually means a whole bunch. And of course, 555 is coming up this weekend. We're going to give out information about it and give listeners chances to win a couple sets of really great tickets before we get out of here at 11. But before we let you go, we do want to hear about the other events, because it isn't just about Sunday. You've got stuff going on all weekend, including coming up in, a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're heading over to a late night Asian speakeasy at the Radler. We've got a 9 o'clock reception, and there's still a couple tickets left to jump in. It's a 44-person dinner, five chefs all making food that they believe is... Everyone goes out and eats late-night Asian, but we want to change that model. We want to, like, if you're going to go eat late-night Asian, we want it to be good, sourced, responsibly, safe food with great cocktails. So that's what this dinner is about tonight. Tomorrow we have a chef's course dinner series, which benefits Piggy Bank. Both dinners actually benefit Piggy Bank, which is the cause at large, besides raising awareness about heritage breed pigs, and then Cochon by Five on Sunday. So we got a little takeover here in Chicago this weekend, all for the you know, light idea.
Come on.
Fat tastes good, you know.
It's not a takeaway. Right. So all of Chicago, everybody that is a food enthusiast in Chicago is waving a white flag or maybe a giant napkin, right? So, and enjoying everything that's going on with Cajon 555. www.cajon555.com. You can get all the information about the participating chefs, about the other events. You can get yourself some tickets. Of course, stay tuned to WGN because we're going to be giving away some in a contest form before we get out of here at 11 o'clock. But thanks for all you guys do. I know you guys got to get over and start working on some of the events. And, of course, Corey, you need to tweak the menu just a little bit to keep your competition guessing.
Just come change it completely, probably.
Right. So Chef Corey Morris from Rural Society, if you want to give the information for people can – obviously, they're going to see you at Cajon, but they can see you over there at the restaurant all the time.
Yeah, we're really we're just right next door to you. So we're over at 455 North Park Drive, new Los Hotel, beautiful building. If you're driving down Michigan Avenue, you're passing right here. You can just look east and you'll see it.
And, Lauren, how can people kind of find out all about the things you guys are doing every day over at Nyman Ranch?
Well, we've got NymanRanch.com, of course. But if you guys want to get our products, we're at several great restaurants in the area, as well as retailers like Mariano's, Heinen's, Plum Markets, and a few others. So you can find all that info on our website.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And Brady, of course, Cajon555.com. We'll be seeing you throughout the course of the weekend. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, for sure. And we got barbecue later this year. So
yes.
You know that game.
Heritage Barbecue. It's actually, if it's possible, it is my favorite of all the Cajon events. I know it doesn't sound like it.
Lot.
Yeah, but this is really, 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 really awesome. So, guys, thanks so much for being
here
at WGN. We're going to take a quick break. I've got Beth Peterson to my right. She'll be with us for the next segment as well. It's Dane in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN.